I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It may just be a coincidence, but don't bet on it. I'm talking about the timing of the amnesty law approved today by Russia's parliament, just as the Kremlin tries to polish Russia's international image ahead of the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi. The amnesty will likely mean early release for the two jailed members of the Pussy Riot Protest Punk Collective and an end to the prosecution of the Arctic 30, the group of Greenpeace activists arrested as they protested Russian oil drilling in the Arctic. However, the amnesty does not cover many other high-profile political prisoners in Russia. Andrei Alekverdov is one of the Arctic 30 who spent time in prison and is now awaiting trial. He has mixed feelings about the amnesty.
It's good, particularly when I think my friends, the team of the Arctic Sunrise, who are now in St. Petersburg, can get home, although I doubt that they will be there by Christmas. And definitely it's good that there will be no trial and no further prosecution. But at the same time, the charge is not lifted, and the crime that we were accused of, we're still accused of. So we're still considered to be criminals.
So just remind us quickly what you and Greenpeace Russia were trying to do with your protest.
We're trying to draw attention to the dangers of oil drilling in the Arctic. This particular action was to draw attention to the Prirezhlomnaya, the Gazprom oil rig in the Pechora Sea, in the Barents Sea. But that's the part of a global campaign aimed at attracting attention to all areas in the Arctic. So there were actions against drilling by Shell, Statoil, Exxon, Gazprom, and Rosneft as well.
Andre, with this amnesty, do you feel like you're being used by the Russian government to create the perception that Russia is an open-minded society?
Maybe, yes, maybe. Russia really is creating an image of itself as an open-minded society, but we're not being used, actually, but we created the circumstances in which they had to find a solution that would not spoil that image.
Well, I mean, image is really important, especially right now for Russia ahead of the Winter Olympics in Sochi.
Oh, sure. Yes, definitely. And I think that the expectations of this Winter Olympics and the global participation in these games, it added a great deal to our kind of positive solution of this.
I mean, what goes through your mind when you see yourself get freed, but so many remain in jail for their activism?
They say that there are no political prisoners formally because all of them are accused of criminal charges, as well as we. It reminds me that we're still becoming a sort of Soviet-style country. I really feel that in some sense we're going back very, very fast, back into the Soviet times. Because I lived in the Soviet times in my youth, and I remember what it was, and I recognize the signs of this society very distinctly. The state wants to control everything, and the worst thing is that people get used to rely on the state. They don't produce their own initiative. They expect everything to be solved by the state, everything. They want to see the power mighty, and they think it's good, and it's the sign of the strength. Mm. And all this I can see, well, practically every day.
If you had to do it all again, would you still go on the ship and stage your protest?
I don't regret it. Whether I would do it again, yes, probably yes.
Andrei Alekverdov, formerly imprisoned Greenpeace member and one of the Arctic 30. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.